Robbie and Rochelle. Hits 106 KHQ.
Spring break week, holiday week. Maybe you got a little extra time on your hands. Catch up on all your Robbie and Rochelle. All 247 episodes streaming on demand right on the homepage or the app, 106KHQ.com, or get the KHQ app in the App Store, and it's right there too. You can also search us on your favorite podcast platform, and you subscribe to us on Facebook, 106KHQ Morning Show. Give us a little thumbs up, and it comes up in your feed every single day. Hear your favorite moments or catch them again. All right, a couple things training this morning. Thought you'd like to know. There's a comedian who does funny dramatic readings of the theme song lyrics to kids' TV shows, like Scooby-Dooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Oh.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
That's weird, isn't it?
That's really weird.
How about DuckTales?
Life's like a hurricane here. Race cars, lasers, airplanes. It's a duck blur.
Goes to show you how ridiculous the guy that got paid to write those lyrics was.
Sounds like a poetry night at the coffee shop.
A bad poetry night.
DuckTales.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. We'll never do that again. There's a private boys' school in Australia that has banned mullets.
As
now
they should.
You'd think that's something that no matter where you are in the world, we could all get on board. Don't have a mullet.
No, no.
They call them untidy, not acceptable. But of course, there's an uproar for those pro-mullet.
Sure.
No, Mommy, I want a mullet.
Yeah.
All right, Stewie.
Still want that mullet?
I want a mullet.
Here's a new study. You're going to like this. They named the most popular cocktail in all 50 states. And the one that came up most... mimosas, followed by pina coladas. I would have thought something like, scotch or Jameson would have come up higher on the list, but no, mimosas, number one, a little brunch.
Is that considered a cocktail, though? Just like a scotch?
No, that's just juice. It's not a cocktail.
I'm not saying that's juice, but that's just like straight liquor. That's not a cocktail. A cocktail has to be more than one thing together, right?
No, mimosa is a cocktail.
Well, right, because it's orange juice and champagne.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got you now. Clearly, I've been hitting it at my desk.
Uh-huh.
There's a barber shop in Milwaukee that has volunteered to become a COVID vaccination center to try and speed up the process there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a responsibility more than just to help the community look good. We need to do our job as a barber shop.
If you're a barber shop, forget Pfizer, forget AstraZeneca. All you need to do is dip people into some of that blue goo that they keep the hairbrushers in. I don't know what that stuff is, but that'll kill any germ.
Yeah, for sure.
Smells bad, looks weird. Michael Strahan has posted a video of himself purportedly at the dentist's office getting that gap in his teeth fixed. Now, he said many times that he is not ashamed of it. He loves it. He doesn't mind that it causes him to have a little bit of a lisp.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, here's a clip of him interviewing with Barbara Walters talking about it.
If I go home and say I'm going to do it, it'll be like, don't do it. If I post, it'll be don't do it. If I talk to my friends, it'll be don't do it. No.
So people are wondering if this is some sort of a gag or a publicity stunt or something.
I hope so. I feel like that's his signature. Like he's got a nice gap in his teeth. It looks good. I'm being serious. Like I think.
Hey, Michael, nice gap.
Not a lot of people can pull that look off, and Michael does it.
You just know that if you somehow got up close and you're having a conversation with him, you're going to be looking at that gap in his teeth the whole time, and you're going to be thinking to yourself, "Don't look at the gap. Don't look at the gap." Well, over the weekend, Sunday morning, 2 a.m., a naked man tried to swim in Kendall Jenner's pool. He showed up clothed, but was able to jump over her fence, her wall, from the street.
Yeah.
Knocked on windows, started screaming her name, took off his clothes, jumped nude into the pool before her security got to him. She was there, but luckily was not bothered. All I can say is, oh, Kanye, the show is over.
It's not Kanye.
The show's over now. There's no reason to do that. Game of Thrones is being turned into a Broadway musical.
Awesome.
I'm Jon Snow. It's my impression of Game of Thrones, the musical.
Wow. That was Tony Award winning.
Because I'm Jon Snow.
Wow.
That's what I got. I'd like to add, I've never seen that show.
Clearly.
And now, if you haven't seen that show, you probably don't want to. So you're welcome. Saved you some binging. 42% of Americans say they plan on throwing a huge party, especially a birthday party, after the pandemic is officially declared over. Other people, 1 in 4, saying they don't think this past birthday counted, so they're going to shave a year off forever.
For sure.
You like that idea?
Absolutely. So now I'll just be 27 forever instead of 28. That's what we'll go with. That's how that works.
That's an extra notch off.
That's right.
And speaking of this whole COVID mess, Urban Dictionary has just added a word, vaxhole.
A vaxhole.
This is someone who is obnoxious about how they've got the vaccine and how they might make people feel who do not.
Do you know a few of those?
Yeah, that's everybody on Facebook posting their information. I was talking earlier about how I was worried that we're switching to a new pay stub thing here in our company, and I hate posting this stuff through email to get the information because I feel like someone could steal your identity. Mm-hmm. And here's these people posting their whole medical history on Facebook.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, bozo. And lastly, I got to mention this. Google Maps is expanding. Now, it's not just going to be for driving. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to guide you store by store through places like airports and malls.
That's awesome.
And you're the kind of person who would follow it to the point you just head slam right into a wall. 10 yeah. feet to the left, ma'am. 10
Guilty.
Feet to the left.
Guilty.
World famous celebrity birthday file. Bijou Phillips. Or is it Busy Phillips? Isn't it Busy Phillips?
I think it's Busy Phillips.
This is Bijou here.
I don't know.
If that's someone else. Rachel Maddow from the news. And April Fool's Day, of course, today. So,
of course.
If you haven't brought a whoopee cushion or a rubber chicken in for your coworker, it's 106 KHQ. Welcome to the KHQ Morning Show for Thirsty Thursday, April the 1st. 2021, it is show 247 today. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, all reporting for duty. If you were an early riser, you wake up with us this time every single day. You might have noticed yesterday, we not only had some technical issues, mm-hmm. but intern Vince was nowhere to be found. MIA, missing in action.
Shocker.
You've been really good lately, though.
Yeah, I just figured.
But I'm not going to reveal exactly what happened just yet. So we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes here. If you're wondering, which I'm sure you are, I'm sure you spent your whole day just wondering what was going on with Vince.
Oh, of course.
That'll be coming up a little bit later on this hour. 7:10, chance to play that high-low free money game for all the cash, but you got to know the exact amount in the jackpot. That's at 7:10. We'll get you qualified for free pizza on us and concert tickets just for playing this morning, just for getting through right or wrong. 7:50, it's He Said.
She Said.
And we've got the hashtag Mom at 7:20, 9:20. Oh, and I got a story this morning. We'll take some calls on this about a guy who stole some sexy pictures on someone's phone.
No.
So we got a busy morning up ahead of us here. Speaking of pictures, kind of, we got a note earlier this week, and it's a scramble, that to get paid, we all need to resubmit all our paperwork because they're switching to a new platform. And I think this happens in a lot of different people's offices where their email server changes or whatever it is. So we're getting paid through a different platform. Everybody had to put in all their information from their address on down, birth date, all that, social security number, all on down. And of course, he's freaking out because he doesn't have to put it in the mail. And I agree with you. That's smart. You really don't want to put your personal information in the mail.
Right. Well, also, it's due like today, I think, or tomorrow or something.
We all had a week to do this, and no one did it till this morning.
Well, of course they didn't, but I don't understand why you just won't scan it. But why are you going to put it in the mail? What is that?
No, he said he doesn't want to put it in the mail.
I don't want to put it in the mail.
Why don't you just scan it back?
I don't know. How does that work?
What do you mean? How does that work?
You know how to use a scanner, don't
you? No, I've never heard of it.
I don't either.
Couldn't you
even, spoiler alert.
Okay, couldn't you take a picture on your phone and email that?
I tried, and it didn't send.
It wouldn't send?
She wouldn't. She said it wouldn't. It didn't pan out. It wouldn't work. So just to mail it or give it to one of the bosses or something.
All you have to do is download a scanner on your phone. There's literally a free app. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's
Tiny scanner.
Tiny scanner. No, not the top one. This one.
This one.
That's a sponsored one. You'll pay. You'll have to pay.
Oops.
It's totally free. You just take a picture like you normally do. I do this with all of our stuff.
And how do you send it?
You can save it as a PDF and then mail it off right from there. It's the easiest thing
ever.
You can
save a PDF on your phone?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know you could do that. I thought that was only on a desktop PC.
Future!
No, you can definitely save a PDF on your phone.
Okay.
I don't know that either?
You can access files on a phone?
Yes.
A Word document on a phone?
I have Microsoft Word on my phone.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. So you can open an attachment and then send? I didn't know you could do that.
How do you think I send and save all of your tax documents? Literally.
You were just really impressed.
I use Tiny Scanner on my phone.
Well, I know that. I just assumed that you could just then.
No, you save them as a PDF. I mean, if you can open a PDF from your email, why can't you save as a PDF?
Well,
it's all the same thing.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, on my laptop at home, I don't have anything on it.
You don't even have Microsoft Word.
It is Notepad.
It uses Notepad.
Yeah.
So sad.
It's like scribbling on a tablet, on a stone tablet. It's one step above that.
I really don't understand how you function using Notepad. And then you don't save it as a PDF because then you send it to anybody.
And they can just change everything, right?
Well,
no, it's frustrating.
Number
I agree.
One, they can change anything. Number two, it looks like crap because it's not formatted. So like all the words are all stuck together. There's no punctuation.
Spend the next half hour pressing enter and tab.
Awful.
But I'm thinking about this now. And if you're scanning something with your own phone through this free app and it's a free, are you going to get a pop-up in the middle of this whole thing?
No.
Because then what if you lose your personal information? I mean, again, we're scanning tax documents here, employment documents. You're going to have your address and your Social Security going to some app that's a third party. And then you're sending it through email, which is also third party, right? Because the company uses an email server. Well, so isn't there like a lot of opportunity for people to steal my identity? Not that anybody would want my identity.
Isn't there a lot of opportunity if you put it in the mail? It's the same thing. But I mean, it's what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to drive
it up
there?
How did they do this years ago? You know, like if you got a job in 1900,
how
did they do this? They didn't fax
in 1900. They had a messenger. Yeah. They had a runner.
They had the couriers, you know, the Western Union guys.
So go ahead and fill out your information and I'll deliver it for you.
Well, see, I don't trust you or anybody else.
You want to get a pigeon or like what do you want to do?
And then the last thing you want to do is give it to like sales guy Dean the next time he drives up there.
Right.
Well, that'll just end up on his desk and it'll be lost there forever. You'll never see it ever again.
The mound of
paperwork.
I'll end up on a gas station's payroll giving it to Dean.
Hey, a little late for your shift at BP this morning there, Vincey. April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Yes.
I have a list here of some great pranks that have been pulled over the years. I don't really remember any of these. Apparently, 25 years ago today, back in 1996... April Fool's prank by Taco Bell. They said they bought the Liberty Bell, and we're going to name it the Taco Liberty Bell, and it turned into a big thing on cable news and all of that until people realized it was just a gag. Because you can't actually buy it. It's owned by the federal government.
Right, of course you can't.
2005, Maynard from Tool, the rock band Tool, played a prank by pretending to have found Jesus. Had a guy dressed up like him and everything.
Oh,
and
like course, actually, like not like I found
him. He's right here.
Found like he like Jesus, found the guy. And then they get news crews out there and it's all a joke. I mean, that's awful.
That's awful.
That's the kind of stuff where my mother would say, you better be careful. The lightning's going to come down.
Right. I thought you meant like, I found Jesus,
found
though.
The
like,
way, the path.
Like, I found my way.
This is. Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
This is pretty good. 12 years ago, Funny or Die, you know the Will Ferrell website?
Oh, yeah.
They, for just a day, redid the website and called it Reba or Die and made it only stories about country music singer Reba McEntire.
Well, that's awesome. They should do that all the time.
1 year, Ben & Jerry's announced virtual ice cream, claiming you could test the flavor virtually by licking the screen of your computer or phone. That turned out to be a joke.
Well, that
can't
would be
do
awesome.
That anymore.
You remember Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, the actual guy?
Oh, yeah.
When he was running
for
president back in 2012 during April Fool's, his campaign staff had his vice presidential guy, Paul Ryan, introduce him at a pancake breakfast that was full of supporters, but it turned out the room was totally empty when he walked in.
Oh, that's awful.
So the staff pretended nobody wanted to come see him.
That is awful.
And she was just in the news this past week because she's leaving the talk. But you remember Sharon Osbourne? Used to be on the Osbourne Show and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
She announced that she was pregnant. It turned out it was just a joke because she was 60 years old, but no one thought of that, which I guess goes to show you how great her Botox is.
Yeah, I mean, good for her.
A couple April Fool's pranks. You ever played any April Fool's pranks?
No, but I had a really good one played on me in like fifth grade. A girl said she'd be my girlfriend. Like 8 years went by and I still thought we were dating.
Well, sounds like some sort of situation where the authorities should be called.
You know who's great at April Fool's pranks? Is our 10-year-old Lola. Oh. She gets me like... every single year. 1 year, she took a bar of soap and covered the whole thing in clear nail polish so that when you tried to suds it up on your hands, it didn't do anything. It was like completely sealed. And then another year, she put Mentos in the ice cube tray and then froze them so that when you put the ice in your... Yes! Not okay.
Well, I have a nice day ahead of me, once again.
Robbie and Rochelle, the KHQ Morning Show.
There is a story trending. And I just can't help myself. I need to talk about it. There's a guy that works at a Bank of America location in Houston, Texas. And I guess this is a thing where customers will bring their phone in and ask for help with the Bank of America app. And this guy has stolen nudes from people's phones. So I guess when people would come in, I don't know if he's the IT guy, he's the tech guy at the bank or whatever it is. But people go in there, and if he's instead of actually trying to fix the app, he's scrolling through their photos, looking for nudes, looking for sexy pictures. One woman who reported to authorities said she had 16 photos stolen from her phone.
Bank of America clerk Juan Esteban Ramirez preyed on young women, prosecutors say, offering to help them access their account on their phone.
Now, why would you think the guy at the bank knows anything about how to fix your iPhone, first of all? Isn't that kind of weird?
Right.
Well, and also, why are you giving someone even your bank information? Like, your teller
would
have...
Well, he works at the bank.
You wouldn't know, like, give your account information to anyone. They would already have that on their screen. So that would make me kind of weary just to hand them my phone with, like, my personal information on it anyway.
Yeah, I'm weird even with people that are supposed to have your personal information. It still makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that our HR manager has my Social Security Security number. She could easily fly to Mexico and steal my credit card at any time, right? When you think about it.
I think you'd get an alert in like 2 seconds. And
I'd like her to try and get anywhere on my budget.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care. I'll say my Social Security number now. Like, I promise you'll give it back. Like, you don't want it.
I'm at a motel in Mansalona. I made it that far, baby.
I do got to say, though, like, if someone was to look at my phone, I have photos on my phone that I probably wouldn't want other people to see. Now, I do have them in a separate folder just because the kids go on my phone. So you would have to dig for them.
I don't even know how to make a folder on a phone. I don't know how to do that.
Well, sometimes they make them they just make them, yeah, you know, for you. But then you literally just put there's a little plus button right here.
Right.
I was so careful about this stuff, and you've loosened me up a little bit on keeping sexy photos on a phone.
Well, I mean, half the photos that you have of me that are sexy are posted on Facebook anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Just ask anybody.
But with all the hundreds of people that came before, I never kept pictures of, never mind sexy pictures, I never kept pictures of anybody. All my pictures are of me.
Wait, what?
Well, you did have pictures of other people. You deleted them after I looked through your phone.
I gave them 5x7s. I don't know what happened.
Do you have any nudes on your phone?
Yeah.
Not that I can.
Not
think
your
of.
History. Not like the search history on your internet.
It doesn't count. Come on. Every
I'll
night.
Bet that you do. I'll bet that most people do.
I would say they're not necessarily like just full. Like they just might be a picture my girlfriend's taken one time and
sent to you.
Yeah, sent to me. But it's not. No. Not.
Every time I go and get a new phone, that's always kind of a concern for me because they take your phone and they sync your old phone with your new phone.
Yeah.
And like it'll cycle through. And I don't know if you remember, but when I got when I got this phone, we were at the store for
4 hours,
very long time, and the guy was like going bit by bit by bit, like putting the stuff on my. I didn't know what else to do. I was
was he able to see it?
Yeah, he saw everything. Yeah. I know he did. He was a creeper and a half.
I don't know if he saw anything, but that always just kind of freaks me out because you don't know.
He's like looking at you. And
is that you?
Gosh, is that you, sir? They're not of you. They're a Robbie. Yeah.
Probably happened years ago at the photo mat, right? When people would bring in their film, and those people could spend a long time looking at it because they're developing your pictures in the back, you know, in the dark room. Let me dunk this for a little longer. I always worry, you know, I would take a screenshot if ever I needed to get the code on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you're getting a coupon at Starbucks or something, and I'm worried that if you scroll too far, you get the, hang on, wrong one. I'm sorry. All right, we have a couple lines hanging on this. Barbara, do you have any on your phone?
I do.
You do?
When I turned 50, I had some special photos taken for my husband.
Oh,
that's very nice.
All right.
No. Goals.
And you have no fear having them on your phone?
I am tech savvy.
All right. So the ATM
She's got
guy,
him hidden.
The ATM guy's not going to take her photos.
I guess not.
Show me the money. The 106 KHQ high-low jackpot.
Is this Robin?
This is Robin. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, I'm caller 10.
Yes, you are caller 10. Where are you from?
Charlevoix.
Okay. We love Charlevoix.
Yes.
It's a beautiful downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We thought about moving to Charlevoix, but I just don't want to get up that early to drive into Traverse City every day. But other than that, I would live in Charlevoix for sure. Hey, Robin, you ever see any of those monster movies we were just talking about, like Godzilla and King Kong?
I just heard that, and I agree. I can't. If it's really good acting or animation, you get a little weepy.
See?
I agree.
Is that what it was? Was it that he looked so real that he made you start to cry?
Yes, and you also just feel bad for him. He's emotional. Like, it's... listen, he's sweet to a little girl, and they've got him chained up. Like, that's not okay. I'm not okay with it.
We need to give a Xanax to King Kong?
Yeah, sure, or to me.
Well, maybe to all of us. Let's just pass him out. But that's a different story. Robin, are you ready to play a little high-low free money game here?
Of course
okay.
I am. Are you ready?
I'm
Oh, I like the confidence.
I'm ready. I'll tell you what. Just to build a little suspense here, I'm going to tell you, before you give us your guess, you've already qualified for $100 to eat out at BC Pizza Traverse City and weekend concert tickets just for being caller 10. You're already qualified.
I'm so excited.
Now,
I'm going to win.
How much money is in the high-low free money jackpot, Robin?
Okay. $1,123.23.
Please repeat that.
$1,123.23.
Robin?
You're too high.
You're too high.
Too high.
Oh,
I'm so high.
Too high.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'm sorry, Robin. You're so confident.
All right, I'll call again at 3:10.
Do it.
I love it.
Make sure you get on the line with Fish. Hang on, we'll get all your info because you did qualify for the tickets and the pizza, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I feel so bad. She sounded like she had it.
So confident.
You miss one guess, it can throw you all off, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, every morning, 7:20, 9:20, so right about this time, we share hashtag mom. Confessions that moms, those that know moms, dads, send in to any of the KHQ socials using that hashtag. Real easy for us to spot them. And we randomly pick a couple out every single week to win a gift card from our sponsor, Mim's Mediterranean Grill in Petoskey, Northern Michigan's favorite Euros. Confessions just like these.
Julie said, when my kids were little, I used to hide chips in the dryer and chocolate in empty veggie bags in the freezer. It's not weird. It's survival.
Well, I understand.
Captain Happiness said, I highly recommend hiring a 5-year-old if you're looking for a leaf, dirt, and rock smuggler.
Arr, I am Captain Happiness here. I am I have some rocks for you.
And Felicity James said, my son just told me that he loves the new toys at his daycare. Fun fact, they're his toys. I donated them because he refused to play with them at home.
Hey, Mom, these are just like the ones I had at home. I love this place.
I love them.
It's amazing how you can pull that off, isn't
it?
Uh-huh. All right, you would send yours in. Hashtag Mom. It's KHQ Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Use that hashtag. Send us a note. Include a picture. If you do the IG, that'd be cool. Or a video on TikTok. And we might randomly select yours to win a gift card from our sponsor, Mim's Mediterranean Grill. Enjoy authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Stop in Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. for lunch or dinner. To go orders only, please.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Presented here on the KHQ Morning Show, Hits 106 KHQ by Agave Mexican Grill, Traverse City. Two locations, Grand Traverse Mall, right by the merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. Real easy to spot. And on Garfield, what is something, or what is the one thing, really, that you and your partner always seem to fight about, always disagree about, always causes tension? What would you say it is? Other than everything, which is what we would probably
sure.
say.
Sure. Like, I have to pick one thing?
Yeah. Narrow it down just to one.
How about you go first?
Money.
We never fight about money.
Sure we do. I always think you're spending too much money at Target and a grocery store and all of
that. You literally never say that to me, ever.
We argue about it all the time. They go, you got to go to the grocery store again?
Oh, that's you arguing with me about it?
Yeah, I'm very low key.
Oh.
I'm diplomatic.
I didn't realize that was you saying I spend too much money. I thought you were going to miss me. My bad.
Well, yeah, that
Sorry.
Too. That too, but I'm always trying to pinch pennies, am I not?
Yeah, okay.
Unless we're in the wine store. That's a different story.
Yeah, exactly.
In which case, we can spend $60 on some imported Cabernet.
Exactly.
Sauvignon.
I think we always kind of disagree, or I don't even say fight, but kind of disagree on where we're going to go to eat. Like, if we decide we're going to go to a restaurant.
And what to watch on TV.
Because
I know that you oftentimes will just say, it's fine. I'll watch anything.
I really will, because you will take 12 hours to scroll through every single thing.
Like, I want to know what my options
are. There's nothing new. You've scrolled through all of them. Just pick something.
They update the streaming services all the time. I want to know what my options are. Do we have new episodes of any shows that we've watched before? Need to know all of these things.
Can't with that. Just too much.
Is there something that you always fight about with your partner, your spouse, whatever it is, the number one thing you're always disagreeing on? 231-947-1106. Text KHQ 88474. Do it on Facebook. That's this morning's He Said.
She Said.
Your answers are next. Yesterday, we come in, and two of our three or four computer screens blank. And I say, all right, okay, this happens sometimes. We'll go down, we'll reboot. Nothing. Won't turn on.
Yeah.
Nothing. And of course, my security blanket is Vince. Because I, unlike you, who I'm afraid of, I can yell at him. I can tell him to get down there with a flashlight, try and fix it. And he'll usually do my bidding.
Well, you told me to do that.
Well, because
and
I had no
it.
Choice because he wasn't here.
I got down and I did.
And it turned out the power source that powers the computer system didn't turn on. So we had one computer. So I had a lot of my bells and whistles and my buttons and stuff that I'm used to do the show with what people are used to hearing. Couldn't do it. Couldn't put callers on because we got a little box that puts the phone on the radio.
Right.
You think we take all this for granted, but none of it was working yesterday. So anyway, once we got that all figured out, then he comes rolling in here about 8:30 and we were in such a tizzy that I didn't really ask him, but we get off the air yesterday. I said, where were you? Well, where were you?
Well, look.
Because, by the way, let me just say this before you answer that. I was started to think, is this some kind of elaborate April Fool's Day prank a day early? And then it'd be just like him on April Fool's Eve to come in here and screw up the whole show and then not show up just to make me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought of that. That would have been a great idea.
Because it would not be the first time that you did something like that when we're looking around like, is this place booby-trapped? You know?
Right. Well, no, it was something more simpler but kind of silly. My dog got sprayed by a skunk.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And this time I was the last one home. Usually, you know, it's I leave and then my mom leaves shortly after. Well, it was just me at home.
Because you were late.
Maybe. But she had gotten sprayed and she was outside after I had already showered and everything. And she reeks. I didn't know what to do. Oh, she still smells. The house smells now.
Because
I didn't know. I didn't want to. I couldn't. I had just showered and got ready. So I couldn't wash her.
So you let her out in the morning.
Let her out.
Leave, and then this happens.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to do. And you can't at least call and tell me what's going on.
I didn't think about it.
Back?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think about it. But
to be fair, that's pretty stressful.
It was kind of messed up.
I like how he gets overwhelmed by a dog, and yet he's able to come in here and handle me.
Right.
That makes me feel pretty good.
At least you don't smell like a skunk.
Well, sometimes.
Not today, but.
I probably wouldn't have noticed that he smelled. I don't think so. I don't care. I just want him here doing his job.
Well,
doesn't matter if he smells.
I was going to say, you're actually really lucky that if you didn't get it off your dog, that you don't smell like that. Because that actually happened to my dog one time, and it was awful. We tried. They told us tomato juice, like a tomato juice bath. Did nothing. Like, we just kept bathing him, and nothing was working. It just took like 5 days.
I'm going to take her to the groomers, because I don't know.
That might work, but you should probably call the groomer first.
Let her know. I got a husky coming and smells like a skunk.
Oh, yeah, and she's
clear out your schedule.
Oh, with all that fur.
Yeah, she got the thick fur, too. So I did have to, by the way, I did change my clothes, so I had showered and I was ready for work.
Yeah, but even your house is going to smell. Yeah. Like, you know, when there's a skunk down the street, you can smell it a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
So that's... Is your dog okay? Did the skunk, like, attack?
Yeah, she's fine. Oh, and that's the worst part is she's great. She's happy. She loves it. She ran around the house.
Probably got into a little tuffle with him.
Yeah. And she looks like a skunk in a sense because she's black and white, and her tail looks just like a skunk, the color of the skunk and everything.
Maybe they were mating.
Well, that would be weird.
maybe the skunk
saw... I hope they weren't, actually mating.
Skunk saw the dog and is
not
like...
Not to my precious girl, no.
Oh, ma chérie amour. Oh,
that would...
I'm sorry. We can't do Pepe Le Pew.
Are you being canceled, Pepe Le Pew?
We can't do Pepe anymore.
That.
I forgot. I'm sorry. He's not cool anymore. I apologize. But we got Lassie and Pepe Le Pew out in the backyard.
You poor dog. Poor you, too. Is your mom upset? Did she...
She's more upset that I let her back into the house.
Oh.
Because her rules, if the dog gets sprayed, you're staying home. Or
wait, how many times has this happened?
It's happened before. We have skunks living under our porch. We have a skunk family.
Might be time to call the exterminator.
I don't want to exterminate. I mean, they don't hurt.
Might be time for a little stink bomb underneath the porch.
Maybe. Can you get a live trap and set them somewhere else other than under your porch?
Right, that's true. I should probably.
Come on.
Poor guy comes to do some insulation when they finally move out. Oh, my God. There's a whole family down here. He said.
She said.
Presented again by our friends over at Agave Mexican Grill with that 88-ounce beer and margarita tower. Two Traverse City locations for your drinking pleasure on Thirsty Thursday and every day.
Yes.
Is there something that you and your partner, your spouse, whatever, fight about every single time it comes up? Your number one, we never agree.
Owen says, whose house we're going to go to for the holiday blowout fight every single year?
Wow, that's interesting.
Gina said, who spent too much money on what? And Paula said, what we're going to watch before bed? And also, why didn't you clean the litter box since you were home all day?
Well, see, probably because they didn't smell it. That's like me. I never smell it. You always smell it the minute you come upstairs.
You know it's in there. Just go get it.
Well, now I've learned that I should go check. But if it just came to noticing, I wouldn't notice. I'm not very observant. You know? Every time I drive downtown, I see things I never saw before.
Well, there you go.
Maybe I'm just a big dope. Maybe. Now that I say it out loud.
Here's Annie and TC.
Mainly just like the care of our dog. So like, who's going to take him out? Who didn't clean up the mess? Who's like a better dog parent?
He's letting the dog stay up till midnight, letting him eat ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch R-rated movies.
I'm glad it's not just us.
Yeah, right.
Doug and Petoskey?
Doing the dishes. It is always... Somehow, when I make dinner, I'm the one doing the dishes. And then when she's the one that made dinner, I'm the one that's doing dishes.
That's just your job, no matter how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm the one that made dinner, it's like, well, you made dinner, so, you know, it's the whole... you're the master of the kitchen tonight. You do the dinner and the cleanup. And then when she's the one that made dinner, she's the one that's telling me, well, I made dinner. So I lose either way.
It's that whole what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine thing.
Yeah. Now, do you folks have a dishwasher?
We do, but we like to, you know, give the plates and cups or whatever a rinse before putting it in there because we don't want, you know, a whole bunch of chunky food in the dishwasher gucking it up.
Listen, I lived alone for almost a dozen years when I was a bachelor, and I would just put them in there and hope for the best. There's no, otherwise we're washing by hand or we're not.
You also never unloaded. Ooh. You just took them out as you were using them.
That was great. Use the same bowl, put it back in.
Jeez.
Take it out, put it in.
Gross.
The number one, numero uno thing you and your partner, your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, fight about. What would you say that is?
Emily said, who's going to cook, clean, do the dishes, go shopping?
Well, that's some fundamentals right there.
Savannah said, him being on the phone all the time and the dreaded search history.
Oh.
And Carly said, currently, it's what we're going to name the baby. I'm due next month.
Well, see, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
That's a real stressful thing. I really think you and I would probably fight about that.
No, we wouldn't.
You don't think? Why? Because I would just have to give in and do what you want?
No, I would just do whatever you wanted. Why? I don't care. Because I would.
You wouldn't care? It's the name
it's
of your kid.
It's not that I wouldn't care. I just, it would, I think we've already kind of talked about it, and you'd want a family name of some sort. I guess unless you wanted to have a third, since you're kind of a junior, there might be a little bicker there. I don't know if I'm okay with that.
But what if I wanted to name him Cornelius or something?
I mean,
you'd just be like, all right, Cornelius it is.
Can we give him like a cool middle name, like Danger or something? Cornelius Danger?
Danger Bridges?
Yeah. Okay. See? Compromise.
Yeah. Sounds like something on Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network.
Here's Christina in Williamsburg.
That's so easy. Cleanliness of the apartment.
Ah. Is he the messy one or are you?
Oh, no, he. It's not even messy, although it is. It's more clean. It's like I look at a sink and I'm like, that is overdue to be clean. And he looks at it and he's like, it's great. It's shiny. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, that's definitely it, hands down.
Okay.
Who's going to let the dog out?
Now, is that because it's cold outside, no one wants to go for the walk, or what's the situation there?
Well, it's just that we got a really old dog, so we put bells on the doorknob, so every time the dog wants to go out, the dog will go up and ring the bell. As soon as we get into bed, you know, he's like watching over his shoulder, or he's thinking, hey, I'm going to get these guys, they just got comfortable, the lights went out. He's training us more than we're training him.
Man, you're just getting in bed. You hear that rattling coming up the stairs. It's like a Christmas carol where the ghost appears.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll keep this going on Facebook. A lot of answers this morning on Facebook already. The number one thing you and your partner always fight about, disagree.
Leah said his forgetfulness. Jacob said one word, sex. Our drives just don't match up.
Oh, my God. I got the vapors.
And Valerie said his mother.
It's always the mother, ain't it?
Yep.
All right, we'll keep that going on Facebook for you. Heading into a holiday weekend. A lot going on. Thank you for sending these in. Robbie, Rochelle, 106KHQ Morning Show page on our 106KHQ.com website. You can also go to Facebook, just search us, and you can send us a direct message right there. We love to share good news, people making a difference, holding fun events. The Wooden Nickel Tours of Houghton Lake are hosting an Easter egg tour that happens Saturday. They tour local businesses, Houghton Lake and Prudenville areas, and you can win some great prizes. It'll be around 600 eggs, some filled with candies, others with winner tickets. HoughtonLakeResorter.com for all the details on that.
That's fun.
No eggs filled with cash, unfortunately. I used to love to find one with a dollar bill in it.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I think everybody had an uncle that would do the Easter egg hunt or something like that and put a little dollar in there.
My mom, Grandma Dawn, she puts a 20 in there.
Well, you told me that story about how it led to your garage or something, and it turned out she wanted you to do the bottle deposits.
Oh, that's a different story.
You got like $100 right there.
Yeah, she went to me to return cans for my Easter gift. I was like, thanks, Mom.
I forgot it was Easter.
Yeah.
And the bunny didn't come.
Right.
You've been a bad girl.
Exactly.
So the best I can do is the cans out in the garage.
Yep.
Boyne Mountain Resort's holding a special Easter weekend event, including brunch. They got an on-hill egg hunt. Live DJ. Is it fish?
I hope so.
With the mobile DJ fish service?
Yes.
Contest giveaways. That goes on tomorrow through Sunday. BoyneMountain.com for all the details. And Seven Monks Tap Room here in Traverse City is celebrating Tigers opening day. Today at 1:10, you can grab a Detroit beer, hot dogs, get the season started right. If you're a Detroit baseball fan, Seven Monks on Facebook for all the info there. Maybe wear your jersey.
Yes.
A couple of things we thought you would like to know this morning.